It is time for us to check our forecast. Time to bring in the man with the meteorological hat that says all and tells all and knows all, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there. Good morning.
So,
leading edge of rain right now stretches from the Catskills down to the extreme southwest corner of the state. It's all moving this way, and it will be materializing across the entire area shortly.
Now, how... I'm heading to the city today because, of course, it's Tuesday. What's it going to be like in the city today?
Showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Right now, it is raining in the city.
It's raining already, and so it's going to be steady showers and possibly a heavy occasional thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Okay. Not damage.
There'll be times when it won't be doing anything, but I don't know. Your commute there is definitely going to be wet. Coming back may not be as wet.
Down there, it should be wet. Okay.
Yeah.
So bring an umbrella, maybe, huh?
Definitely. Low 70s today. Tonight, showers, patchy fog, low 60s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms. Best chance late in the day, low 80s. Showers, storms again on Thursday. Best chance late in the day, low 80s. And then on Friday, we'll have showers. We'll be in the 70s. But the weekend promises to be sunny and pleasantly warm.
All right. So now, I'm sitting in my house yesterday afternoon. Sitting in my house, and what am I doing? I'm watching, I was kind of dozing on and off, so I don't know. All of a sudden, my dogs are barking, right? So I yell at them to stop, and they keep barking. So I get up out of my chair, and I go to my window, and what do I see in front of the house?
The bear.
No. Two bears.
Oh, no.
Two very big bears. One
in
very
the daytime.
Bear. Yeah. This is now one very big bear and one smaller bear. And they're looking in because my dogs are barking. And they're just standing in the middle of the road now. The middle of the road. Now, remind you, this is on a day. This was yesterday, right?
Right.
A bear came out on Saturday morning and got me when I was walking. Remember that? That happened happened this Saturday. And then last week, we had the bears, one bear that was roaming around during. So this is now for the first time I can remember in a week where the bears are now out early in the morning, at night, overnight, and now sauntering around during the day. Now, here's a scary thing that happened, okay? So, I got my camera, and I got a picture of one of the bears at the intersection just north of my house. Well, the two bears then decided to cut into my neighbor's yard. So I go around the side of the house, because I've got a window that looks out that way, and I've got my camera, and I took a picture of them, and I took a video, but I only got about 3.5 seconds of video, because, all right? But then I slowed the video down, and something I noticed in the video, which I didn't see when it was at high speed, the two bears are lumbering through her yard and heading towards the stream, okay?
Okay.
As they get to the line where her yard would go down into the stream,
yeah,
you see this little gray bullet come and leap at the bears from behind. It is their little, it's my neighbor's little dog. The little dog and the bears ran away. This little dog it looked like she was shot out of a gun. And she went right after the bears. Right after the bears.
And they ran away?
They ran away. Now, I checked with her and she says, oh, yeah, she does that all the time. But it's a dog that's, yeah, it's twice the size of Shirley, but still a small dog, okay?
Right.
Not a big dog at all. But I posted that video up online. But really, this is the first time that I can remember now where on a regular basis now they're just kind of hanging out. And the bears were walking so slow up the road yesterday, Pat, that another neighbor that lives up the road that has a Volvo, the Volvo was behind them waiting for them to keep sauntering up the road.
Wow.
So it's definitely this year is – definitely the bear affair year up on Factory Street in Salisbury.
So do you think, based on the last couple of weeks, do you think that the bear population is greater this year than it was in years past.
Oh, it gets more and more each year. And it doesn't help also the state of Connecticut when bears appear in other parts of the state. They relocate the bears to the northwest and the north and the northeast section of the state, and they drop them off in the mountains up here.
Right.
But there's definitely more bears, and they're definitely more comfortable around humans, and they're really definitely more comfortable by now perusing and walking around, not even under the cover of darkness, anytime at all. So yeah. There's people that call for a hunting season on bears and stuff like that, and I'm not opposed to it. I'm not in favor of it. I'm neither here nor there. I just think that I have no garbage that the bears don't come near my house anymore. They don't come in my house by my house anymore, because I make sure all the garbage is not out there. No, it is nowhere to be found for them, and that worked at my house. But there are people that are concerned, because a couple of bears have, last year a bear killed a donkey and wounded another one. And this year some bears killed, a dog, and they're getting more familiar. But, what I keep trying to remind people, that the bears are encroaching on us. No, we're encroaching on them,
yeah, right?
We're encroaching on them. I mean, their habitat. But anyway, so the bear watch continues. Now it's 24 hours a day at Casa Miles. Used to be just in the evening when you'd look for bears, coyotes, and raccoons. Now, yep. And I'll tell you, when they're out in the bright sunshine, you can see their shiny coats and everything. That's when you get to really appreciate the size of these things.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. There hasn't been any sightings at the cabin so far, at the lake. So that's kind of interesting. I know they're around, but there hasn't been any sightings, so it is quiet there. And I had to ask you, I feel very, very badly about one of our neighbors up there, Joan, who's by herself. She lost her daughter 2 years ago, and her husband, and she owns a cabin. She's just a lovely lady. She needed to get a new propane refrigerator. And she said, "Is the only place I can go is the Amish country." I said, "I'll search around for you." I found propane refrigerators, believe it or not, at Home Depot.
Yeah.
So I forwarded it to her. I said, "They're no more expensive at Home Depot than you'd pay from the Amish country." So she said, "Okay, great. I'll get this guy, Mark, who lives, has a cabin up there, to pick it up at Home Depot and blah, blah, blah." A couple of weeks later, I find out that she asked him, and he told her he could get her a refrigerator for half the price. So he did. Unfortunately, the refrigerator has a little electric board in it, and it has to work off of a battery, like a car battery. And then if that fails, propane kicks in. Well, how is she going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't have the battery charged up all the time, you need solar and inverter and the whole bit. How is she going to do that? So she is now going to sell that, and then obviously, hopefully, get the money she paid for it, which was $700, and buy the one at Home Depot. Do you have any recommendations for places that may be closer or cheaper?
No, not really. I mean, to get this, you got to go to a retailer like Home Depot if you're going to get that low price. There's probably local lumber yards and stuff that have the same stuff, but I'm not sure. She should just check. Check it out to see who sells those. There's probably some places local that sell it. I'm not sure they sell it at the Home Depot price, whether that's good or bad. Is neither here nor there, but also if she bought it at a where did she buy this at, the original one, at a Home Depot?
The original, you mean the one that she's got now?
Yeah.
No, she bought it from this guy.
Oh.
This guy, Mark, who said, "Oh, yeah, I'll get you one for half the price," but it's not brand new.
Yeah, no, that's too bad.
And now he doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I even text him, because I know him well. And I said, "Mark, how could you leave Joan like this? You know, I mean, she's not capable of running a solar panel and the whole bit. She doesn't. She goes up there for enjoyment. She doesn't need hassles.
Yeah, she should just list it on eBay or something like that, or not.
I told her right. I told her to put it on the site, to put it on the association site first. Yeah. I said if you don't get a taker, then you know, put it on Craigslist, and you may be able to sell it, no problem.
Yeah. Well, Karma, all right. Karma will bite the other guy on the rear end.
That's what I said. I should give it a little time. Yeah. Yep. It's raining here now, Marshall. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Well, I it's not raining here, but this might affect my trip into New York. It might.
I think so. It'll be raining. It should be raining there within 15 minutes.
Mm. All right. Well. We'll see. We'll decide. I'll decide.
You decide, and you let me know how the city was if you went into.
I want you to check my Facebook page out and watch that little video.
I'm going to do that right now.
And the video's not long when you click on it, but I slowed it down, and you'll see the dog just come, like it was shot out of a cannon. It's pretty amazing.
Okay.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.